Hello, this is Joseph Tame in Tokyo, continuing my personal audio diary for Paris, Europe, my trip to Europe in early December 2011, catching up a few weeks later, and Audioboo is the way for me to do it. So it might make more sense if you listen to the other parts of the Paris Audioboos before listening to this. Okay, so it was day two of Le Web, and I just turned up in the crazy iRun. And I met a journalist for CNN, and she said, "Oh my God, you've made my day! I've been struggling to find material to kind of bring my blog alive today. It's not that there isn't necessarily interesting stuff on stage, but she wanted the kind of human angle in there as well." And so within a few hours, we're on CNN.com. And I proceeded backstage, and it was quite funny seeing the reactions of some of the other speakers who were kind of flummoxed. You know, everyone's dressed in suits and things or looking quite smart. And then there's me with a bird dish on my head as a satellite and these windmills and things. I got the impression that people were a little bit worried and a little bit scared to approach me and talk to me about it. I did actually have some really, really nice conversations with especially the more arty types, and maybe not those who were necessarily so focused on the technology side of things, but the more arty type folks were really intrigued by what I was doing. Had some really useful conversations. One person I was delighted to be able to spend time with and get feedback from was Marco Tempest, the techno illusionist, Swiss techno illusionist, who performed in Japan a lot of the time. And he performed at TEDx Tokyo, so we'd met there. Now, it was great fun. Anyway, the day proceeded, and the time for my talk was about 3 p.m. Just before that session, we did a rehearsal, tech rehearsal. Everything went fine. The computer was working fine, the remote control, no problems there. So we're all set. And then it must have been about 10 minutes before I'm due to go on stage. I'm back down behind the stage, just making sure everything's working. And for some reason, the iPhone-controlled helicopter on my helmet is not connecting to the iPhone. It uses... what was it? It uses Wi-Fi, doesn't it? I think it does. Is it Wi-Fi? Oh, no, that's right. It has a little transmitter. I think it's Bluetooth or something like that, or infrared. And for some reason, it wouldn't work. It was really bizarre. Anyway, I thought nothing of it. And I don't really want to spend too much time dwelling on this. But basically, I went on stage and nothing really worked for the first, it seemed like an eternity, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. The remote controls failed. That was probably my remote control probably failed because it uses Wi-Fi. And during the rehearsal, there was no one in the hall. Now there was, 1,000, 2,000 people, whatever. The remote controls failed. Their remote control failed. I had two computers. The second computer failed, just like the first one did. Pressing the arrow keys to move the keynote onto the next slide, that for some reason, for quite a long time, that didn't work either. So there was one point when I just thought, "What on earth do I do?" It was a bit of a shocker. I must admit, it was quite a painful situation, a learning experience. However, finally, we did get things going, and I did get through my presentation. I must admit, I was very, very disappointed that the technology had let me down, and I vowed that was the last time that I would let that happen to me. Even though I'd had two computers all ready to go, it wouldn't work. So I know what I'll do differently next time. There's another way I can be more prepared. Very good learning experience, but a bit of disappointment after a couple of months of leading up to that. At least that's what I'd initially thought. In actual fact, the conference was far more than just those 10, 15 minutes on stage, 50 or 15, 20 as it was. So despite those huge technical problems, in the end, everything turned out well. So I shall continue to tell you about that in my next audio boo. Thanks.